Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. All four stupid guys are here, and people are in the chat. How's it going, guys?
Going pretty good?
Thawing out.
Glad to be back.
Exciting. I mean, you guys were that was an exciting intro or start to the show as it was for the games this weekend.
Oh, much better than these games.
actually, our Miami show banter. Hey, who's playing our show?
My bad.
Is that you, Mike? Oh, that's all right.
It's such a quick start, sweetie. I didn't put my headphones in.
Maybe that's the problem with Miami. Is they have technical difficulties on the field, and they have technical difficulties on their podcast.
We're down to our backup headphones.
There we go. So, yeah, it was. Russ mentioned it was cold. It was freezing here this weekend. We were supposed to get 6 to 9 inches of snow, and had the city was in a panic, and then we ended up getting about an inch of snow, but we got ice. That was a problem.
Yeah, it's funny because over here where I'm at, we got about 3 inches and about like an inch of ice.
Oh, so you got more snow than we did.
Yeah.
Because they kept saying it was like 7 o'clock it was supposed to snow, and we canceled all our programs at the Iceplex, and it didn't snow, and it was raining, and it was raining. I go, what the? And then some ice started falling around 11:30, 12. They kept saying, snow. Well, I just fell asleep, and then I woke up, and it was snowing early in the morning.
Yeah. Which that was
not kind heavy.
It's always nice when it snows.
Yeah.
But you know, the crazy thing is you go like 15, 20 miles north of us, and it's like 6 to 8 inches of snow.
Yeah, we just got pushed a little north. It was funny though, the weather people are like, get your meals to last 5 days. You're gonna need food Wednesday or Thursday before we start thawing out, because there was a cold front coming after the snow, and it dropped down to like 2 or 3 degrees last night.
2 degrees.
Yeah, it was crazy. Cold. But
so I need to know the math. How many hamburgers is that for 5 days to survive, Russ?
Russ, what is that?
That's like 3 per day.
So 15.
Per day. 15 hamburgers. Did you have 15 hamburgers prepared?
You know what? No, and you know what? I would say I haven't had a burger since like last week.
What?
Oh, you got the headaches? Got the shakes yet?
I haven't had much of it. I've had this like nasal like drip thing now for a few days, and it's just got no appetite.
We can tell.
Yeah, got no appetite at all.
That's an episode of MASH. You know that, don't you?
Forget MASH. It's an episode of Three Super Guys where we're just Matt and Jack, where Matt was on cold medicine. The legendary episode. If Russ is on that medicine type.
He mentioned post-nasal drip, remember, because Hawkeye and Trapper under house arrest, Klinger comes in, he goes, and Trapper goes, Corporal, this is for your post-nasal drip. He goes, I don't have post-nasal drip. Take this note or you will have post-nasal drip. So, you remember that episode?
Yes, because
Henry Blake was on trial.
Huh. I don't recall.
He was on trial because Frank and Margaret ratted him out or something.
Right. For Nurse Craddy's.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, Russ, do you want to give some condolences?
Yeah, you know, Father Mulcahy passed away. I was, that was sad.
You know, it was 1 year ago to the day that Wayne Rogers passed away.
Yeah. So did you like Wayne Rogers over Honeycutt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. You know what? Maybe that should be one of our questions. Who did you like on MASH better, BJ or Honeycutt?
Yeah, let's make that a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm curious to know. So, because I've always been a Honeycutt, you know. But
really? You like the pun guy?
I liked, you know what? I hate to say it, Jack, but I like BJ too.
Really?
Yeah, they're like 1 and 1A. I mean, they're both funny. It just,
I think because I saw more episodes with him, and you know,
The show was funnier because Trapper was on there and you had Colonel Blake, but Colonel Blake and Trapper left the same time.
Yeah.
Of course, Trapper never got his send off because he had a contract. You didn't have a contract, so he didn't come back to the show.
Well, and I mean, those early seasons, those first three seasons are so good and rock solid. But, you know, this show being on for so long, it's kind of like Cheers in the fact that it has that change that occurs with the cast. It goes through kind of an evolution there. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's worthy Twitter poll. So maybe some people preferred BJ and the Bear. So as opposed to MASH altogether. Maybe
that was always a conversation on the Married Man, BJ and the Bear.
Ed says it must be really cold in Raleigh, North Carolina, because Russ's face is frozen right now.
Well, speaking of frozen, do you guys shop at Amazon? If you'd like to help out this show sometimes. Any other shows out like this, like the broadcast, the Married Man show, and some other shows coming down the wire here, down the line in the future. I don't know if should we announce this, or you guys want to wait on that one, Matt? You
want to wait on that? Yeah, I think we'll wait on that.
All right, we'll wait on that one.
Game of Thrones with Matt and Russ.
The show far, far away.
So far, far away from here.
Far away. But no, we have that Game of Thrones leftovers, Westworld, 1,000 podcasts out there. You can if you shop Amazon, go to jandjack.com/Amazon, make it Amazon your homepage, and everything you purchase on Amazon, we get a little piece of it. Also, if you like to become a patron, we have 160 patrons right now. You go to patrons.com/ and then put Jay and Jack, or you just go to our website, jandjack.com, and just click on the little link that says become a patron. And you can help out this show, The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, which will be back in February, right?
Oh, yeah, no. February, shortly after Super Bowl. Mike's run of yeah.
We never get a break. Where's our winter break?
Well, we have a summer break. We get to enjoy all of the summertime.
So. Ed has a question. Yeah. He wants to donate, but he wants to donate the part minus Russ, like not give any money to Russ.
Well, we've never had such a request before.
Oh, we have. I just haven't made it.
I'm sure Jack can definitely make that happen.
Oh, we can make that happen. Yeah, we can make that happen. Oh, we couldn't leave out Russ. He's the heart and soul of this show, right, Russ?
The heart of the burger, I would say.
Yeah, but you're gone a week without burgers, so.
That's right.
I always kind of thought you were like the gristly part of this burger.
I want to say I'm kind of like the two all beef patties with the special sauce.
Lettuce cheese. I say
he's like the McRib. He shows up like once a year or something.
Or Shamrock Shake.
It's like a special season when he shows up.
Yeah. But no, so, but the only problem with it, some people actually get excited about the McRib sandwich.
I don't understand. It's like, you know, just because you throw like onions and pickles on it makes it like good. Like there's so many other things you can put on it that would make it a better sandwich.
I tried like sauerkraut. It once, I didn't like it, and I've never, I don't like sauerkraut.
But you know what?
All right.
Like seriously. Now,
hold on a second. Sauerkraut brings back bad memories because I've told this story before. That's the one thing that was put in front of me as a kid and I didn't eat. And I had to sit there for 3 hours at the table until I finally finished every little bit of that sauerkraut. And my mom says that because, you know, I don't know why I made that. I was just trying something new. I probably shouldn't have made you eat it. 50 years later, I go, yeah, thanks, Mom. As I sat
sorry for emotionally hurting you.
And I hear sauerkraut. I like duck. It's like, oh, eat your sauerkraut. Because that was the rule of anything that was put in front of us, we had to eat it. And I would eat anything. I succotash, any of those crap foods I would eat, but sauerkraut, I just couldn't eat it. But I just made myself eat it. And oh, my God.
Well, can we go back to Russ's What are we talking about? Because I think this might be a good Twitter poll. What would make the McRib better? What ingredient? We could have like three or four options right here.
Well, I would definitely say cheese.
Is there no cheese on the McRib?
No, there's no cheese.
No.
So what kind of cheese would you put on it?
I'd put cheddar.
Of course, Matt being a communist, there's no way he'd put American cheese on it.
That's very true.
Oh, no. I would take the McRib and actually put it into a blender with the Shamrock Shake. And just, there you go. There's your seasonal, the McRib Shake, Shamrock style.
Matt would serve.
That's my contribution.
Matt would serve the McRib and make you pay extra for the pickles and onions.
I'm going to tell you that, which will make me even more of a communist. I'm pretty much a vegetarian, so I would make McRib veggie. I'd make it a veggie McRib, and not tell people.
Is that legal?
Ed says he would add fries on top of it.
What about you, Mike? What would you do to the Shamrock Shake? I mean, McRib.
The Shamrock Shake is not as good as it was when I was a kid. I don't. It's like glows in the dark now. I don't know what they're putting in.
Change the powder.
I don't know what it is. It's gross. I used to love the Shamrock. I used to ride my skateboard like 3 miles to get my 15-cent Shamrock Shake. That's how old I am. Shamrock Shake and a hamburger and fries for under $1. Right, my skateboard.
I would spice up the McRib, add like peppers to it, like jalapeno peppers.
Oh.
Make it a spicy McRib.
Spicy McRib.
I like that. Jalapeno peppers with the pickles still or minus the pickles? Is it just, I'm just curious.
Does it come with pickles? Already?
Yeah. It comes with pickles and onions.
Oh, so we're adding something new to it. So it's already on there.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Like,
I see.
Like I
All
said,
right.
I mean, nope. to me, pickles and onions is kind of lame to put on there. Like it's.
We're just trying to help McDonald's out. We like they're like struggling here. They're like about to go out of business. Like the Sports Talk with Three Super Guys podcast.
Are they sauteed onions? Or are they fried onions or just raw?
No,
onions?
They're just raw onion.
See, I like raw onions.
Yeah, I do too, but not on like it's like a barbecue sandwich. Like I would never think to put like, you know, I'd put coleslaw on it. You know, like coleslaw and barbecue is a good.
Well, like Carl's Jr. or Hardee's has the Western Bacon Cheeseburger, that has fried onions on it, fried onion rings, and barbecue sauce, and bacon.
Oh, see, I like this mixture of the fried onion rings, or as Ed said, some French fries. So
I just figured
I like
it.
Idea.
I just said it. You just add bacon to this the McRib. Bacon makes everything better. Except this weekend's playoff games.
You know what? Bacon would be good on it. You know what else would make the McRib good? Is they have a quarter pounder and then they have a double quarter pounder with cheese, like a double McRib.
But if we already hate the McRib itself, how is it making it twice? Is it twice? Wouldn't it make it twice as bad?
Well,
I don't know, guys. You've really made me hungry.
We got like six options for a Twitter poll like here. This is going to be like our best Twitter poll ever.
You know what would be good on the McRib is a Jack in the Box taco.
I think Ed already proposed that in the chat.
Really?
I can't trademarked it already.
How many McRibs can Russ fit into his pocket?
If he's sneaking into a movie, how many can he fit?
Yeah, that's like one of those wedding shower gift games or something like that. So
Russ is like follow up questions like, is it a Star Wars film?
Russ, how's that drumming thing going for you? Practicing with Kenny Aronoff or
the Who?
Doing any solos? The Who?
No,
you, with your drumming.
I'm not drumming. I'm sitting on my bed.
Well, quick question. Does he want to listen to the Sports Talk or the Walking Dead podcast right now? I mean, you can always go back like a couple months, Russ.
No, he's just trying. I was telling him about it earlier, and he asked how to find it, and I was like,
go on iTunes.
I told him, I said, I know you go to iTunes, but I didn't know where to go from there.
You go under you go under podcast and just put in The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, or just do Walking Dead podcast, and they'll all pop up, and you can just click on The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys.
Oh, no, I'm saying, does he want to watch the YouTube channel right now, like watch this, or does he want to watch?
No, like, he wants to listen to Walking Dead.
He wants the good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the good stuff, Mike, how was the Twitter poll results from last week? You said you were disappointed. So
darn. Do we have to get to that?
What? I guess we could put it off and go get to actual sports news.
All right, I'm pulling up for it now.
Wild by the games. I mean, geez, you want to talk about those games?
All right. How does Marvin Lewis still have his job? Jack is wrong. Had 20%. So people don't hate Jack.
Oh, that's good.
He's a red rifle expert, 40%, and he has naked pics of the owner, 40%. So we have a tie of those two results.
I still don't see how he keeps his job, and it's nothing. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, but you and I talked about that before, like.
All day.
Even San Diego's search for like a coach.
Multiple podcasts.
You listen to all these guys that are getting like interviewed and stuff, and they're all no names. Like who else are you gonna get? I mean, there's no one out there.
Well, sometimes you gotta go for a no name. I mean, Bill Belichick at one point was a no name.
But how many of these guys that got fired this year are like guys that are just like one and done? Like, you think McCoy is going to get another head coaching job? No.
Probably not.
He's not going to get another coaching job.
Chip Kelly.
I forgot who it was. I'm like, so who's that guy?
We're just going to go the whole show going, this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy.
Well, the problem,
Kelly,
you know,
Chip Kelly will end up back in the college ranks. He's done.
But you know, San Francisco is having trouble getting anybody to want to come there. They've gone through three coaches in 3 years. So people are going,
who wants to deal with Kaepernick? I wouldn't want to deal with that.
But it's not just Kaepernick. It's the GM and it's the ownership. When you only have a year to prove yourself, who wants to go to a team? I mean, that team's going to be bad next year too,
right? Yeah.
So who's going to go there? I mean, you go to Miami.
I think San Francisco's a baseball town, so like I think that like their fans, you know, they really root more for
they are now because they've won three World Series and
yeah, they root
years,
for
it used to be a football town.
Yeah, but even when I visited in 2012, it seemed like everybody was wearing Giants stuff. It just seemed to be more like
because they've won the World Series.
These cities, they get so spoiled, you know. It's like Cleveland.
No, not San Diego.
anyway,
news is though that Oakland Raiders are going to get approved to move to Las Vegas. That's the rumor.
Wow.
Las Vegas Raiders.
You know what? I hate the Raiders and I'll hate them there.
Yeah, so, I can't report.
So what you think then you know, San Diego will move to Oakland?
No. They say that the NFL really wants to keep the Chargers in San Diego. So if the Raiders move to LA, the $100 million that was gonna go to the Raiders will come back to the Chargers, and somehow they'll get some kind of deal worked out in San Diego. That's the latest. So we'll find out. We'll find out by Sunday if the Chargers are going to LA or not.
Roger Goodell really doesn't want to lose the Three Super Guys podcast. He's like,
he doesn't.
If we move the team, we're going to lose this podcast. That's everything. We'll lose like the media rights right there.
they've already threatened to shut it down. So
Now they're saying that it would help the ratings if they have the triangle effect, meaning Las Vegas, San Diego, and Los Angeles, and that's one area would, and plus the Raiders, I don't think it wouldn't matter. They people like that. They'll love them if they leave, stay in Oakland, not stay in. If Chargers leave to L.A., no one in L.A. is going to watch them, and nobody's going to care in San Diego. So they don't want to lose that.
So wait,
the fans that they have,
they're going to hire the Phil Jackson to coach the Chargers.
Yeah, they might. Yes, yeah, so
have the triangle off right there.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. happening in these games is.
Wait. Speaking of that hot cop right there, Ed has some comments earlier. He's like, "Ooh, that's hot." Russ spread out on his bed, spread out like the barbecue sauce on a McRib.
I don't know if that's hot. I don't know. That's gonna ruin my appetite for the next few days. Thanks, Ed.
No, I was gonna say I think the only person that's out there that wants San Diego to move is John Clayton, just to make you mad, Jack.
Screw John Clayton. We haven't talked much about John Clayton this year, have we?
No, I haven't heard much of him.
Big loser. Weasel.
Maybe he read what you said about him and he was like, I need to be nicer to those guys.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure. I'm sure he's
I'm sure he did. I'm sure
all of Jack's tweets. I love
that. I'm sure this game, he probably said major upset that the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Miami Dolphins in Pittsburgh this week.
Major upset. No one saw that coming.
What did you think of the hit on Matt Moore, Mike? Did you think it was clean hit? Is
dirty hit. Pittsburgh's always been known to be dirty.
I couldn't believe. And then they what killed me is they give 15 yard penalty, and then which is your running back.
JJ,
he kind of just pushed the guy. He gets 15 yards. I go, really? Matt Moore gets decapitated, laying on the field for. I mean, the guy led with his helmet. He's gonna have to get fined, and it should be a large amount. And then Adai just pushes a guy, and there's got to be some kind of balance there. I mean, I know they're trying to stop a whole all-out brawl on the field, but it seemed a little weak to me. Not that it mattered in the game. I just thought it was a pretty dirty hit.
Standards. The week before when you had the guy ripped the chain off of Crabtree off his neck.
Yeah, Khalib.
Akib Talib.
Akib Talib.
If Crabtree would have done anything, it would have been like a 5-yard penalty on Crabtree.
Yeah, and he said it's just because I was tired of him wearing that chain all year long.
And don't even start talking about like college football with Clemson, where the guy's sticking his hand up where places they don't belong.
What?
Right.
This happened in the game today?
No, it was Ohio State game.
Ohio State game, okay.
So that's why Ohio State lost so bad.
The Ohio State.
They just want to get out of the game because they saw what Clemson was doing to their players.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want any of that.
That'd be a little brutal.
Yeah, so big game on today with the Clemson-Alabama game. So
last I saw was 14-7 Alabama.
Ooh.
What's it now?
17-14 Alabama.
17-14. You're right, Matt, on your last post.
The mute button is your friend, Matt, Russ.
So we had Houston over there. Go ahead.
Oh, I just was curious. Who are you rooting for between Alabama and Clemson?
I'm a root for Clemson just because Alabama wins all the time. Even though my uncle's a big Alabama fan, I'm going to root for Clemson just because I'm sick of Alabama winning.
I'm rooting for Alabama because I've been an Alabama fan.
I think Mike's rooting for Nick Saban.
But you know,
anybody but Satan.
I've been an Alabama fan since I was a kid, and it has absolutely nothing to do with their football program or anything like that.
Their food?
No, I did this like project when I was like in grade school on team mascots.
Yeah.
And when I found out that they had an elephant as a mascot, I thought that was the coolest thing. So I just started liking Alabama just because of their mascot.
So that explains why you were a Kansas City Athletic fan.
This Does this like have to do anything with like the Canadian education system? Like, pick your favorite mascot, kids, and let's do a report.
No, I always like, you know, everyone always did like projects on like AIDS and stuff like that. I wanted something easy. I just did like sports mascots.
You know, like world hunger. Okay, no, I want to do team mascots. Yeah, there we go.
No, because look, when you got projects, they always said, you know, we want like, you know, it needs to be 10, 12 pages and there needs to be pictures. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can like make my project and put up a whole bunch of pictures of mascots and I have to write less. That's perfect.
Yeah, totally makes sense. So anyway.
So
when I was in school, it was like you tried to do the least amount of schoolwork.
I think kids today still try to do that, you know?
Nah, kids today try to get good grades because they're trying to get into college and, you know, they have all these like tutors that help them do their homework and stuff like that.
And they try to write for the Jay and Jack podcast. As yep. You might've seen that some email last week.
You know, maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to hire like an intern.
Oh, there's one ready, willing to go. It seemed like a spam email, but
Sink pisser himself. Anyway,
and finally, the last poll of the week that I don't want to bring up, even though we have about 50 minutes to go, where the results could still be changed. Have you ever heard of the Kookaburra song? 40% no, 60% yes.
Huh. That's crazy.
So vote, people, vote. If you're listening right now, vote no, vote no, vote no.
If you don't vote, you can't complain. And there you go. All right, so the games. Any thoughts about Houston versus the Raiders?
Good one.
No, I don't. I have no thoughts about that game whatsoever.
Seattle versus D-Town. I didn't even watch this game.
I watched. I thought Detroit got hosed on some of those calls. I mean, there was a couple calls that definitely were going Seattle's way. I don't think Detroit would have won anyway, but it's, I don't know. I felt a lot of the calls were all kind of home.
Is it true that I heard a story that that Detroit hasn't won a playoff game since 1959? Is that correct? Even with Barry Sanders?
Yeah, I don't think they did. I think they always lost like in the, well, first of all, they didn't make many playoffs, but when they did, they'd always lose.
Man, can you imagine not winning a playoff game? Not winning a playoff game. I wasn't even born yet. And I'm old. That's like 56 years. 50, what am I talking about? That's 57 years. That's Cub-like. Anything talks about, well, what? Mike,
I tried to watch the Seattle Detroit game, but I didn't get to see a single minute of it because my friend Daisy wanted to sit on one side of the table and I didn't get to see any of the football game. So I blame her. It was her fault.
Way to go, Daisy.
I know. Horrible, horrible. Mess up the podcast.
Terrible. Terrible.
Did you tell her to move? Hopefully the view was good.
Any thoughts of the Pittsburgh Miami game?
I'm just used to it as a Dolphins fan. Like I think the last four playoff games they've been outscored 24-104.
Wow.
Well, I think the last six games.
Yeah.
It's 54-183. So it's like enjoy your 10 win season. It's going to get bad in the playoffs.
Well, I thought they had a chance there at the end of the first half, and then Matt Moore fumbled.
I said, yeah, fumbled at the end of the first half, and then you had two turnovers coming out of the half.
Yeah, so that's like the game.
Three series in a row.
But what about Tomlin taking some heat for keeping Roethlisberger in there, and he hurt his ankle?
It was a little weird that he'd take out Le'Veon Bell but keep in his quarterback.
Yeah.
You think you'd take out like all your starters, your main guys?
I would have. I mean, the game was over, and it's cold, and
Right.
I guess the referees' whistles were freezing. I had that happen to me one time.
And like the only thing you have to worry about right at that point is like Cameron Wake and Damagon Sue's like known for like his dirty play. So
why would you take a chance? But especially the way Pittsburgh was playing, I would have been a little more aggressive if I was the Dolphins. And then Matt actually said this was a good game. I thought it was the Giants versus Green Bay.
Oh, that was best game of the weekend.
Is Aaron Rodgers the NFL's league MVP?
I don't know about that, but he's like the most exciting player to watch with some of the throws and scrambling around and like the Hail Mary before the half.
The Hail Mary, yeah.
It was just like, and he was wide open. You know, at the back of the end zone, I go, how did they allow that to happen? But he's just an amazing. I mean, you look at the once he lost Jordy Nelson, you're thinking, all right, who else does he have to throw to? But I don't know. I think he's the league MVP. I know Tucker's going to be mad for me saying this, but I think that Rodgers is the league MVP. He'd get my vote.
He just like scrambles around in the backfield and like guys get open. So he like, it's like easy throw almost like half the time.
Yeah. But he's just mobile and he's got that cannon for an arm.
And you know, let's face it, he's always been very cool and collected under even the mounting pressure of being down in the season, right? Yeah. Like when everybody, you know, this has happened to him multiple times where everybody's like, the sky is falling. And he's like, you know, he's always like, hey,
relax.
Yeah, we got this. Chill, you know.
Let alone the pressure of having Olivia Munn in the stands watching you.
Yeah, it's tough. But it looks like
that is one cool hand.
They're saying Eli is. I think he's done.
Come on, you can't quit that face. The Eli face. You can't get rid of that.
I think he sees how much fun Peyton's having humming that song, so he wants to.
Ed asked if Jordy Nelson's going to play next week. No, he has two crack ribs.
He can't even practice till Saturday.
Yeah. It was a dirty play, too. Way to go, Giants. All right, so the standings after Mike added the division picks in. So we have Russ at 196, Matt at 195, and Mike, who was flying there for a while, dropped to 185, and Jack's at 177. It's just all part of my plan to make it up in the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. I'm gonna fly right by you guys in the Super Bowl.
Chips all in. I know what your plan is.
Every
time, the further down you go, the bigger the bets you're going to make on all of these like little things, like how many touchdowns, 5 points each. You know, I get you.
Yep, you will. You'll see it. You'll know it. All right, guys, you ready for these picks?
Let's do it. Let's get to these games.
First up, we have Seattle at Atlanta. Jack will take Atlanta. Russell.
Atlanta's a home team.
Yeah, I know.
it was Seattle versus Atlanta, Russ.
Yeah, I know. Oh boy, that's a tough one.
They are both bird teams. One team likes to wear red and the other team likes to wear blue.
You know one what? One has won a Super Bowl, one team hasn't.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take Seattle.
Okay. Matthew.
Man, I wanted to take Seattle as well, and Russ stole my pick. He stole it.
Of course he did.
Luckily, you guys are a team, so it works out.
Well, you're only 1 point behind, Matt, so the pressure's on. Well, but let's be fair here. You guys are both playing for second place.
No, I think Seattle has the better defense. I think that Atlanta, even having that bye, they're an indoor team that
Atlanta has Julio Jones. I just like to say
okay. I think Atlanta will be a more exciting team to watch, and I think that Seattle could stumble.
They both have boring quarterbacks, Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson. They're
exciting. Well, you can't get any worse than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's worse with questions and answering and everything.
No, Matt Ryan's pretty bland too.
He's just guy. He's got the ice, Matty Ice. You know, he's got
some the much cooler nickname.
Okay. Russell Ice Pick Wilson would be kind of a cool name, though, right?
Ooh, hey, who can?
That's a jail name.
Who knows the show where somebody was called Ice Pick?
The Walking Dead with three super guys.
No, that was Russ Ice Pick. Magnum PI.
Magnum PI.
There you go.
Another great show.
Extra point for Russ.
No more points for Russ. Mike, it's your pick.
Oh, come on.
Wait, who did you pick?
Tom Selleck was awesome.
Matt's waiting until
I picked Seattle.
Oh, did you pick Seattle?
Yeah.
I never heard you say it.
I believe you guys made fun of me about it. You were like, you're picking the same as Russ. You're such a loser, Matt.
Oh, they
were just saying that, like, you know.
Just the voices in my head.
It had, like had nothing to do with your pick.
That's the others. But I'm gonna go with guys with better nickname. I'm gonna go with Matty Ice.
Matty Ice.
Wow, Jack's the only Atlanta. He can gain some ground on here.
No, I'm going with Atlanta. Matty Ice.
He's going with Atlanta. Anyway, okay. Next up, Russell.
Some ground.
Seattle getting 4.5 points.
So that means Atlanta starting out 4-0 or 5-0.
4.5.
Yeah. I'm going to take Atlanta to cover.
But you're taking Seattle to win.
Yep.
It's the old Matt
going hedging Atlanta. It. Let's see.
Matt split.
Well, I'm going to stick with Seattle. So Seattle with the points.
Matt becoming a rebel. Mike.
Again, I have to go with cooler nickname, Matty Ice. Going Matty Ice, 4.5.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in Atlanta all of a sudden, so they're probably going to lose, but I'm going Atlanta also. The over-under is 51.5. Matt. Over-under.
Well, since I've gone all in on Seattle, I'll just keep it that way and go under.
Under. I think that's the only way they can win if it does go under.
Exactly.
Mike?
If Seattle still had Earl Thomas back there in safety, they might have a chance to keep us under, but I think it'll be a shootout between both of these teams. I'm going to go over.
Over. Yeah, I think the same thing. I think it's going to go over. Russell. Not Russell Wilson.
What's the total?
Russell McRib, 51.5.
Yeah,
it's hard to get that 0.5.
I'll take the over.
Over, okay. Next up, Mike is starting off. We got Houston, who look like I think they're going to the Super Bowl versus that team up north. I can't remember who they are, but Houston versus New England. Am I putting you down for Houston and Brock Osweiler?
I mean, Houston does have B-Rock and Hopsteady, but I'm going to go to New England here. Shocking pick right there. Shocking pick.
Yeah, I was going to – I think the only way Houston can win this game if New England just decides, you know what, we're done. We've won enough. And I don't see that happening, so I'm taking New England.
Russell, and I'm taking New England.
Even though the defense for Houston looked pretty good.
What do you think
they were playing against Oakland.
And a third-string quarterback for Oakland.
Right.
Sure, he overthrew quite a few people.
Hey, let me ask you this. When was the last time that college football champ and NFL repeated as champs? Has that ever happened?
Again, we're the three Subi guys. What are you doing?
So these are questions you just write down and maybe look up. So you can be like, hey,
let's see. Pittsburgh has won back to back. Dolphins won back to back. Green Bay won back to back.
But college
back to back twice.
Yeah, college hasn't had back-to-back champs in a long time. I think UCLA maybe in the 70s.
This is the question, like, Russ wants to sidetrack us for like 20 minutes, like wandering around, like.
Yeah, so are we picking New England here? Because I think the fork is done in Houston. Unless like there's an epic plane crash that New England is not traveling on, but they actually all are, you know, hit by an airline. I don't see how Houston wins this game. Even Houston at their best and New England at their worst, like the entire Patriots got a cold the night before and Houston came out at their best. It would still end up being 51-49. New England wins. Anyway. All
right. So it's a clean sweep for New England. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right.
We're not looking up Russ's facts. Okay.
Next up is me, Houston getting 16 points over New England.
Whoa. 15 and a half. Calm down there.
Well, I had 16. So that's what I saw. So.
So you might have a tie. You might have a tie if you go 16. 15 and a half to the ties.
I'm in last place, so I have nothing to lose. So I'm going to take Houston getting 16 points. And you're starting the game off 16-0. Now, Mike McCoy would have tried to run out the clock for 60 minutes. But Russ, you're going with?
I'm going to take New England for the points.
All right. And Maddie, I'm assuming you're going New England?
Don't ever assume, but yes, I'm going to take New England.
And Mike.
Yeah, if it was my savage quarterback, they might have a chance to keep it under 16, but nope. They're going back to B-Rock.
Yeah.
So New England got this.
Or like Ed said, Rock and Brock. Yeah, what happened to Tom Savage was like the best quarterback in the world, and he's out a week. Brock Osweiler wins a game against Oakland, who's decimated by injuries. And now Brock Osweiler's your quarterback.
Your $72 million quarterback.
What are the side bet here? What are the odds that Brock gets benched? Why don't we make that worth 5 points?
5 points say, that we I get say it
yes,
correctly?
I say yes, he will be benched. Not injured. He has to be benched. It's worth 5 points.
Okay, benched.
That Tom Savage will come in.
These are jack points here.
Yeah.
5 points he gets benched. 1 point he doesn't get benched.
Okay. I say he gets benched. Russ.
Are we also including getting hurt?
No. I said
no.
I said no. He has to be benched.
Like, he's not good.
If he gets hurt, then there's no points for either one. But if he does,
points for either way.
Just gets benched because he's terrible.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if he gets knocked out.
You know what? Yeah. I say he gets benched.
If he gets knocked out, you get 30 points. But you have to pick knocked out.
Matt, you're going with?
I'm going to say he doesn't get benched. I think he gets knocked out.
Okay. And Mike
does not get benched. This is a B-Rock game right here. B-Rock stays in the game.
B-Rock stays in the
game. B-Rock saves the game.
All right. Let's see. It's Russell. The over or under is 44.5.
I'll take the over.
Maddie.
I'm going to say over here, over there, over everywhere.
It's in the word everywhere. Mike.
Over. Because you can't stop B-Rock. When B-Rock's on the road, B-Rock cannot be stopped.
I think that New England will score 44 points alone, so I think it's going to go over. Next up is Matt. We got Pittsburgh versus Kansas City.
Hmm. That's an interesting game there. So, because I think Pittsburgh really could lose this game. I just don't know if Kansas City's got it, you know? It's like, are they weakened because they had that week off, right? I mean, rolling into Pittsburgh, are they going to be lazy? I hate picking Kansas City, but that whole Roethlisberger thing, do we know anything? Is he Is he okay?
It's a minor sprained ankle.
He's walking around.
He's always.
He's in a walking.
He's a bit of a. He's a bit of a drama queen.
I guess so.
He's always hurt.
I'm reluctant to pick him, but I'm picking the Pit. I know Kansas City seems like they should be the better team, but I really can't trust him in the playoffs. So, picking Pittsburgh.
Playoffs. Talked about playoffs, Mike.
Yeah, they get all their superstars healthy. They got sort of healthy. Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and a 1 foot Roethlisberger. I'm gonna go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was leaning towards Kansas City, but watching Pittsburgh play yesterday, and Bell is just, he's just an amazing back. I gotta go Pittsburgh. Sorry, Russ.
That's all right.
And Russ, you're going with?
I'm taking Kansas City.
Kansas City. It is at home, and it's a tough place to play, but I don't know. Pittsburgh is getting 2 points. Mike, you're going with?
Well, Fizzle Off says, that little ankle has to carry a big fat man. But since Pittsburgh's getting 2.5 points, I'm going to take Pittsburgh with points.
It's just 2 points, not 2.5. I have 2 points.
Whatever, like, garbage website you go to, we'll go with that.
I think it was ESPN. But I'm also going to go Pittsburgh because they have to carry that fat man, so I think they're good. Russell?
What is it again?
Typing it in.
2 points.
It's Morse code. You can read between the lines.
Yeah,
I think, like, 2 points for Kansas City?
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh starting out 2-0?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say Kansas.
So Kansas City, 2 points?
Actually, you know. All right. No, I say Pittsburgh covers the points. I'm going to hedge my bet here.
All right.
So wait, 2 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 points. Matt?
Yeah, I say Pittsburgh covers. So.
All right. The over-under. Matt, is it Matt? Yeah, Matt's going first. 45 points.
Ooh, this is going under. So, maybe. I mean, it could be like that Giants game where they just start scoring.
You got a 50-50 chance of being right.
I know. I'm going under, though.
All right.
Going under the bar.
Mike.
I mean, if Fizloff already mentioned the fat man's in Kansas City, he's going to have so much barbecue in front of his face. He's going over. He's going over everything. Over ribs, over barbecue, over everything.
You imagine him just having a big red barbecue stain in the front of his jersey.
He just shows up like a bib, like in front of a jersey.
I'm also going to go over. He'll be in the huddle eating barbecue. I'm going over also. Russ?
I'd say over. What is it again?
45.
Yeah, over.
Okay. And the final game. Mike, you're picking first. Green Bay versus Dallas.
Yes.
Probably the game everyone's looking forward to watching.
Who does not love seeing Jerry Jones sad? Here we go. Jerry Jones will be sad after Green Bay comes in there and shockingly pulls off the upset. Green Bay.
Well, I need Jerry Jones to be in a good mood because he's the one they say is the key to keep the Chargers in San Diego because he's the one that makes all the decisions, not Roger Goodell. But having said that, I was listening to this, Dan Levitard and Stu Gotts today, and they were saying, you look at the team, Green Bay only has one thing better than Dallas, and that's the quarterback. And right now the quarterback's playing at a high level. I'm going to go Green Bay because I just feel that they're going to – I think they're going to pull it off. And what about that play by Matthews? He causes a fumble and then recovers it.
Well, I just love the play where he's, like, running to the ball. He knocks over the receiver, like he was saying right there.
The receiver kind of picked it up and he just clobbered him.
He's like, I've got this. This is all me.
I do like the fact that Chargers passed on Clay Matthews and took Larry English. Yes, you remember Larry English.
Yes, we talked about that nonstop on this podcast for years.
Yeah, Larry English over Clay Matthews. What a pick that was. Larry English, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all good, Jack.
Hall of Famer.
You've got your rusher now, your pass rusher.
We need another one. We're going to lose Clay Matthews.
Is he even on anybody's practice squad now?
No, he's out of football. Larry English.
Well, he made
in some parallel.
He made his millions as a Hall of Famer. He's good.
He is. Yeah, he's a. I think he had 3 sacks.
Matt, in the Red Universe, Larry English is MVP.
That's what I'm saying. Like then, like another universe, it's Larry English and Ryan Leach. Leach.
At least they didn't trade Drew Brees for Larry English.
No, they made the decision not to even trade Drew Brees and got nothing for him.
Yeah,
I'm just imagining like this superstar like dynasty, you know, Chargers team in this alternate universe that has like all of these people that were busts in this universe, and they're just blowing it up.
And they've won like there's been 50 Super Bowls, and they've won them all.
They have Wes Welker as receiver. They have Drew Brees as quarterback.
Yeah. Michael Turner, they traded and got something for. But yeah, it's all right. It's a good subject. It's okay. It's life. Russ, Green Bay versus Dallas.
I'm taking Dallas.
And Matthew.
Unlike Russ going with the Evil Empire, I am picking Green Bay. They are they're with Aaron Rodgers. I feel like they can win any game. And any adversary. So Dallas,
it's
all on their shoulders. It's all on theirs to lose.
Yeah. Ed's got a great prediction. I say Romo comes in, holds a game winning field goal attempt and bobbles a snap. Packers win.
He has done that before.
He has against Seattle.
Yeah.
I believe I'm up next. It's Green Bay getting 4.5 versus Dallas. I say Green Bay getting 4 points, since they're going to win the game anyway, it's a lock. Russ?
I say Dallas covers.
Dallas covers. Matt?
I'm taking Green Bay with the points as well.
And Mike?
I'm pulling a Matt here. I'm splitting my pick. I'm going to do Dallas with the points.
All right. The over-under, 52 points. Russ? You're on the clock.
I'll go over.
Over. Matt.
I'm going to go over as well. So I think it becomes a shootout.
And Mike.
I've gone over in every other pick, so I'm going to go under this week on this one.
Might as well.
I'm going to go. I thought we were going to have a clean sweep on the over-under. I'm going over. The only other clean sweep we had was New England. But I'm going, that's it. That's our picks.
All right. Well, I hope these playoff games are better than what we had this wild card weekend, because what a snooze fest. Each game, by halftime, I was like, well, this game's pretty much done. I mean, Maybe the Green Bay Giants game was the best of the four, but oh man, I just
our Twitter poll questions this week are better than last week's games.
Our McRib discussion is way better than the Oakland Houston game. So
I think so. I think you're right.
Fizzle off has a question.
We actually had barbecue. Sorry.
There you go, Jack. You go.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Which game is likely to be an overtime game?
Pittsburgh, Kansas City.
Yeah, I was going to say Kansas City, Pittsburgh.
I would say
Green Bay, Dallas. Yeah, it was like a shootout factor.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. Green Bay, Dallas.
Do we bet on it?
Shockingly, nobody went with Houston, New England.
I say we
or Atlanta, Seattle.
We took 10 points on it.
10 points on an overtime?
I say 100 points.
If it goes over to
100 points.
Whoa.
I got nothing to lose. Let's make it 1,000.
We got 3 shows left in this sports podcast. We're going 100 points on the overtime.
I say 10 points. Let's be
10 points.
All right. We'll go 110 points. Fine.
110 points.
So 10 Russ points, and... 10 points if it is, and 1 point if no.
What?
No, it doesn't matter.
You just don't get any 10 points. 10 points
if you pick the right overtime game.
Yeah, and you guys picked Kansas City, Pittsburgh, which hopefully is not the case. And
yeah, Russ,
we picked Green Bay.
New England versus Houston right now. He's like, no. Oh, man, 10 points are in line here.
Actually, you know what? I would say my 1A would be I could see Seattle and Atlanta going to overtime.
All right, well, you only get one pick, so.
You with these 1 and 1A.
Hey, what about
my 1B pick would be
my 1B for only 5 points.
Yeah. Hey, what are the chances that maybe we get 2 overtime games?
I'm not doing that.
Then you had a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
No, I'm going to take Pittsburgh as my overtime game.
Thank you, Fiddle, right, so, for adding extra points to our week so we can catch up to Russ.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help me because I took the same as – well, Russ took the same as me. Russ copied me.
Let the conspiracy theories begin.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us in the chat this week.
Yeah, we appreciate
as always, we appreciate all of the listeners, the downloads, the feedback. So, and even though we're going away, we will be back for Walking Dead. So,
and at this time, I'd like to thank three patrons and
Dancing with the Stars podcast, the Married Man podcast, and the broadcast.
We have Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glaffelder, and Molly the Millennial. Or Molly, good golly, Miss Molly. Whatever she hadn't, I haven't heard what she wants to be called, but Molly the Millennial is what we're going with. That's all I got. That's it. We're done. Until next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Well, Fizzlaw said, "Oh my God, what have I started?"
See, that's why right. If you're in the chat, you just have to be quiet.
All right. Thanks for joining us this week. Great show, guys. 1 in 100.
See you next week.
Russ, got anything, Russ?
See you guys and stay warm.
I thought Russ left a while ago to get a McRib sandwich.
That's all right,
guys. Bye.